It's evening in Marble Bar, a town in Western Australia's East Pilbara that prides itself on being the country's hottest town. Hello, I'm Eliza Wood and I'm at the basketball courts where the locals are playing indoor cricket outdoors. There's a lot of sledging and arguing too. And in a place where the temperature regularly hits the high 40s, it's not easy to keep up with a normal exercise program.
My name's Lawrence Wovat, commonly known as Wombat, and I work at the Mines Department. But tonight we got some of the community together for a game of cricket.
With all the squabbling that was going on, Lawrence, I couldn't work out what was going on. What are the rules?
We make them up as we go along, but but usually it's like indoor cricket rules. So there's two batsmen, and they usually have three or four overs each, depending on how many turn up. After they have three or four overs each, they go off and the next pair of batsmen come on. So if the batsman hit a ball into the back net, it's four runs. If hit it in the back net on the full, it's six runs. If hit it over the fence, it's minus 10 runs. We used to have a rule that they had to go and get the ball too, but it's a bit too dark at night. And you're lazy.
Righto, team sorted, let's go.
Another one, there's six.
How long have you been playing for here at Marble Bar?
It's been a couple of months now. So, yeah, like about 10 weeks.
Why did it start?
Mainly to get people out and about and a bit of a community thing. Just enjoy yourself, you know, spend a bit of energy after work, and it's not too hot now.
So over the last couple of months, how have your indoor cricket players been going, do you think? Are they improving, getting into it?
The sledging's improving. They're improving slowly, especially the ladies.
The boys aren't.
The boys always think they're good, but I especially like seeing the ladies play because each week they improve. And so that gives them a bit of confidence to play a bit more, and yeah, they go really well. But it's just good for everyone to get out and join in, have a bit of fun.
Run, run, run! Go, 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 go! One more, one more!
Hello, what's your name?
I'm Millie.
Millie, hi Millie. How'd you go tonight?
I think I did well. I sucked up bowling, but apart from that, I think I did all right.
So what do you do in Marble Bar?
I mainly hang out with my friends. I work, help my mum at the shop, and I go walking everywhere, basically.
Have you lived here a long time?
I've lived here my whole life.
Do you like it here?
Yeah, I do. It's very peaceful. Like, in Perth, it's very, like, everyone's up in their grill. But here in Marble Bar, like, it's just chilled.
So you go to school in Perth?
Yeah, I do.
Home for the hottest part of the year. What do you get up to during your holidays?
Swimming, sleeping, five, eating and watching movies.
Five, one,
so we're
three,
just adding up the scores here to see who lost.
Eight, one.
The person who's counting it works at the shop and we get overcharged all the time, so I'm unsure.
What's your name?
Ema.
How did you go tonight, Ema?
Oh, yeah, I think I played pretty...
Gee, you guys good.
Pretty all right.
Have you been working on your cricket skills?
Oh, not really. Sort of come down.
There was a fair bit of technique in your bowling.
Nah, it's just me mucking around, really.
What do you do in Marble Bar?
I work in the shop, my family business.
You've lived here all your life, have you?
Yeah, since I was five. Did 5 years of boarding, and then next year I start uni. So.
What are you doing at uni?
Midwifery.
Ah. Do you get much chance to exercise in Marble Bar?
Well, when you're younger, like, the heat doesn't really affect you. So when we were younger, we used to run around like crazy. Didn't even realise it was the heat of the day. Just used to it. People run around with bare feet on, you know, the hot tar. And I just sit there now and go, oh, no thanks.
They breathe them tough in Marble Bar.
Breathe us tough, yeah. Not anymore. No, after 5 years in Perth, shoes on. Like, growing up, we didn't really have much. No, there wasn't really much sport. So this is... The cricket, we've all just sort of decided, we're like, all right, let's just do it. And so it got done. But the football that was on early in the year in the winter months was run by a couple of blokes that wanted to play footy, and the police got involved and stuff, and they have the basketball every now and then. Yeah, it's not too bad, but it's more than we had when we grew up. Didn't have anything. We just sort of would muck around in the park with the sprinklers on.
Or you could put it that side. Or you could put it that side.